the Rambam, when he enumerates the various different preferences of how to give staka, so he says the first preference is the person should give staka. The preferences are always given to the person should give staka in a way that the recipient, the only which is receiving it, the person who's receiving it, is not in any way embarrassed at all. So he says that therefore the first example will be a situation where a person, you see a person is getting into a situation where he's going to be losing money. His business is floundering, he's having difficulty making ends meet, and instead of giving him staka, you in some way get involved in the business in a way which will allow him to maintain his business, thereby retaining his self-respect as a person who's is doing well in business. So if a person would see that there's a person's business is floundering and he's able to give him a loan and thereby float the business and maintain the business, that'd be the highest level of giving staka. So he gives a few other examples, and that's the mitzvah. He says that is also the mitzvah, which is known as vehechazak d'boy. Take hold of him, catch him before he falls. The Rabban actually learns that is a separate mitzvah, besides the mitzvah of staka. But the Rambam understands this is part of the mitzvah of staka, is to do it in such a way that you're taking hold of him before he's going to fall. So he says that would be true also if a person, besides giving a loan, a person would go into partnership with him, a person would give him business, a person would give him a present, like two friends, not charity, but you know, hey, we're good friends, you know, I can give you, you know, I'd like to give you some money to help you out, that type of an attitude, where you're giving it to him, not as a recipient of charity, but as a derech oyavim. Of these various options, the option which has the least amount of embarrassment possible, so even a matana, he's a little more embarrassed. A loan is more comfortable than a matana. A loan is still a favor also. Giving him work is the best thing which you can do. If you can get involved in being a shutfist or giving him work, that is definitely the best. Now, regards to the calculation, we'll talk about the lachas of meiser more as we get into lachas of meiser, what you're allowed to use meiser money for. Regards to your calculation, we said this person is supposed to give meiser. How much of the money which he's now spending is he allowed to use for meiser purposes? Well, I'm buying something I would buy anyway. If I'm going to him as opposed to going to somewhere else, or I'm going into the shutters, I'm getting money back. So we have an issue over here on how I'm supposed to calculate my meiser because I'm getting a benefit at the same time, as opposed to other types of stalker where I'm clearly not getting any. I'm not getting any financial benefit. I'm getting spiritual benefit, obviously. I'm not getting any financial benefit. Over here, I'm getting financial benefit at the same time. So the basic rule which you're going to assume is the person, the amount, any money which I would be spending on this and getting benefit from it anyway, there's no luck of using meiser for that. If I'm buying an item which I would buy anyway, I'm getting a service which I would be getting anyway, I need a plumber. So I can call, you know, the regular plumber. I can call my guy down the block who's a plumber. Which I'd be calling a plumber anyway. So I call my tree service anyway, my lawn guy anyway. So what's the difference? So I can't subtract any of that amount from meiser. Now, if I'm going to offer him a little bit extra money, said, you know, I really like your work, I want to pay you more, or something of like that, obviously I could take that from meiser. The person do raise the question if the service which he normally charges for a higher level, his service he charges more for. Not that I offered him more, but rather that he charges more. That's his standard price. So that's his standard price. Am I allowed, and I'm using his services, am I allowed to pay off my responsibilities with meiser? Now that I hired him, I have to pay him that price. That's his standard price. So that is already a question, and many points of the question that you would not be, say that you would not be allowed to use meiser in that situation. Obviously, if we're talking about a tremendous amount of difference, I would never use him otherwise. So I'm allowed to, and when we'll talk about the lachos of meiser, if a person, when he undertook meiser, he would say, I'm taking it, doing it, blee netter, allowing it to use these type of situations, so then he would be allowed to use meiser for that type of a situation. So the rule of the first level of staka is, any type of staka which you can do, in a way where, and we'll see as we go down the levels, the various different levels of way to give staka, that the preference is always to be done in such a way that the person, the recipient, feels good about himself, he's not embarrassed about what he's doing, etc. Have a good morning.